When we've sinned and need to confess our sins to God, we sometimes find that fairly difficult. Well, I'd like to encourage you today and give you help when you need to confess in prayer to God. Hello, I'm Pastor Dave Bissett from Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day today. At our church, we were recently looking at Psalm 51. It's a great prayer of confession by King David in the Bible. And Psalm 51 has in it many encouragements for us as we too would make our confession. The first encouragement that David brings up in Psalm 51 is the character of God. He says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions." When we have a great God, we have a great resource for help. Our God is full of mercy and of grace. Now, how did David know that about God? Well, let's take a quick peek back at Exodus 34. The Lord was giving a second set of tablets of Ten Commandments to Moses. This is on Mount Sinai. And as the Lord descends, as the Lord meets with Moses and gives his law, he reminds Moses of his character and his quality of mercy. Exodus 34, verse 5, "The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed the name of the Lord." That's Jehovah. "The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty.'" The Lord gives his name, his covenant name, and the very first thing he tells us about that covenant name and his attributes here in this context is that he is a forgiving God. He has steadfast love. He has mercy for those who have sinned. So as David prays in Psalm 51, he brings up God's mercy and pleads his steadfast love. Well, time is short. Let me just give you a second help from Psalm 51 that David brings up. It's in Psalm 51, verse 10. One of the ways David prays for forgiveness is this: "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." We can't see the Hebrew as we read our English translations, but Psalm 51, verse 10, that verb for create is the very verb used of God in his creating power from Genesis 1, where God makes all that there is out of nothing. So as David prays and makes his confession, he references the power of God to create. He says, "God, you are able from scratch to create beautiful things. I pray that you would create in me a clean heart. You can deal with my sin and my guilt, O God, so do that, I pray." Well, as believers, we know we will often be praying and confessing our sins, and Psalm 51 is one of the best helps. I encourage you to read it and study it even now before you need it, to see the character of our God, as David mentions it, and also the power of our God, where he says, "Create in me a clean heart." Well, it is a joy to look at God's word with you, even briefly. This is Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church, and you can find us online at www.cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. I pray the Lord blesses and keeps you in his word, by his Spirit, until we meet again. Take care.